I'm here in Eastwood in Rotherham, and we've been hearing all week about this shocking report and these 1,400 children abused by gangs of men, mainly of Pakistan heritage, over the last 16 years. As a result of everything that's come out of this report, the British Muslim Youth have decided to hold a meeting in Rotherham this afternoon. It's due to get underway in about 20 minutes or so, just a small delay. And I'm told that senior members of the Pakistan Muslim community, including leaders and affiliates of the local mosque, will be here to discuss the findings of this report. The other thing to come out of all this is the EDL, the English Defence League, are planning to hold a large demonstration in the town in the next few weeks. And there have been reports of fear and tension in the Pakistan community in South Yorkshire.
Well, the BBC News at midday. This is Harvey Cook.
In Sheffield, some motorists were forced to abandon their cars after becoming snowed in. From there, Peter Spencer reports.
Dozens of coach passengers and drivers were left stranded in South Yorkshire after heavy snowfall swept parts of the UK last night. A group of 20 to 30 coach passengers spent the night in a Sheffield church just behind me. That's the Our Lady of Beechief and St Thomas of Canterbury Church. Overnight, we had lots of cars abandoned in the city, especially on the Sheffield Parkway, which is the dual carriageway leading to the M1. People were queuing for as long as 4 hours on that route behind two lorries, which got stuck. The snow ploughs and gritters have been out all night, and it looks like they'll be out again tonight as temperatures are set to drop to -3.
As I look, I'm standing on the one side of the police cordon. There are six police cars here. There's a riot van, the big kind of police van that you might see on the streets on a Saturday night. And there's also a bomb disposal truck that's turned up in the last few minutes. A couple of guys in camouflage getting stuff out the back, putting stuff together. We can't see the actual incident or kind of what they're looking at, but we do know that police were called to the building on Gibraltar Street in Sheffield around 3:25 today after a suspicious package was found by workmen.
Well, it's now 11:30 and we're back in Sheffield, standing just outside the arena where the Sheffield Steelers have just arrived back from the National Eye Centre, having been crowned playoff champions. Around 500 fans have come out to greet them tonight, and it's a sea of orange and black here, and a special moment for the players and the fans alike.
I just want to thank everybody, obviously, for coming back.
Well done, thank you.
A special achievement for a team that have endured so many ups and downs this season, but they've finally been rewarded. They're playoff champions.
Oh, wow. That's gorgeous. Look at that.
So we're joined by the paleontologist, Dean Lomax. Dean, a fairly inconspicuous-looking marble-shaped rock we've picked up, you've tapped open, and what have we found?
We found a practical... Well, actually, it's a complete head of a plant. Really beautiful. We've got all the little leaflets all preserved. Complete specimen. You just never know. I mean, actually, I can tell you right now, that will go directly into the museum's collection because that's probably the best of this type of species we've found so far.
Look at that, and we were there when it happened.